Gunners and Ali. The perfect blend in the morning.
Gunners and Ali. The Wave.
Morning, Ali.
Good morning. It is a good morning indeed, and it's the end of the line for me as well, because basically this is my last week working. I think I've got a shift on Sunday. Then I am out of here, baby, for 3 weeks of super duper relaxing, chilling at home. I can sleep in. I can do what I want.
Oh, sleep.
I know.
I remember that.
It's such a lovely concept, isn't it? To be able to sleep past a buzzing alarm at 4 a.m.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
I envy you.
Well,
I,
you got I to really... do it not long ago.
Well, true.
You went to Bali and all.
Yeah. I only went for 2 weeks, though. You've got three.
Yeah, but didn't you have 3 weeks off in total?
No.
2 weeks?
2 weeks.
Well, it's your own fault. Oh, my gosh. Did you hear about the lotto last night? It's jackpotted to $110 million. Nobody won the lotto.
No way.
No way. Yes way. That's what's happened.
I bought $20 worth of tickets.
Oh,
so
no.
I didn't win.
Didn't I, like, jag in on that one as well?
Yeah.
So I didn't win either?
No.
Damn it. Well, $110 million, Gunners, is now up for grabs. I think this is like a
It's
going to
be a record.
It is a record.
Now, as you may have heard yesterday, I ran out of coffee. And we got a new bag, but it was beans, and we don't have a grinder, so we've been having to buy our coffees over the last couple of days.
It's been a coffee debacle, let's
be
honest.
It has been a mess, absolutely.
You need
it's
to just buy another bag of beans.
Yeah, and be done
not
with
beans.
Magic beans.
You need to buy another bag of ground espresso. Beans,
so
if you
yesterday
know what I'm
we had a coffee from Mateo that was delicious, and today we had one from DPM.
Yeah, they're open at 6, so we were desperate for a coffee, so I ran out there and grabbed us one. And while you missed the news, I heard that in the car, it was hilarious. And I got us a piece of carrot cake as well, because while
was
we're there,
really nice.
Why not? It was looking at me on the counter, and I was like, I've got to do it. I'm going on holidays. It's celebratory last day carrot cake. So I bought one piece, and we halved, and it was delicious, wasn't it?
It was good.
Just what we needed to go down with this amazing coffee.
And I said to you, is there orange in this carrot cake? And she goes, no, it's carrot, you idiot.
Yeah.
I've gone.
He's looking through it. There's all like bits of flecks of like orange. And I'm like, it's carrot cake.
Yeah, but there was something on it that tasted that wasn't carrot.
Oh, that,
that
was
orange.
On top. That was like a candied orange or something like that, was it?
Well,
candied fruit. I don't know if it was orange.
Yeah.
He ate it and I couldn't really see. It could have been a golden raisin for all I know. Who knows?
It's Friday, which means my turn to do the hard word. And today's word is wonk.
Wonk.
Wonk. W-O-N-K.
Wonk. Okay. Interesting.
Is it A, a nerdy expert, B, abject failure, or C, a double agent? A, B, or C, Ali?
Well, I know what wonky is. It's kind of off kilter, so that's really thrown me. This is an absolute pure guess. I'm just going to go with A.
A nerdy expert?
Yep.
You sure?
Yeah.
Well, you said wonky was slightly off kilter, and B is abject failure. So I thought you would have lent that way.
Well, I thought that was too obvious. So I kind of lent the other way and thought I might just go with something a bit nerdy, because nerds can be a little bit wonky.
Is that your reasoning?
I don't know.
Nerds can be a little bit wonky.
Look, I'm a nerd.
Okay, so A, that's your final answer?
Yeah.
Bugger it. You got it right.
Yes! In your face! You wonk!
It is a nerdy expert.
Fabulous. Use it in a sentence, please.
Okay. You know Jason, who works in the web department.
Yeah.
He's a wonk.
There you go. Love it. Wonk. Great hard word, Gunners.
He's going to hate that, but
it's true, though.
Wake up with Gunners and Ali. Back tomorrow from 6.
91.7 The Wave.